All right, it is time for our Pledge of the Week. Our classroom Pledge of the Week is Mrs. Clinton's fourth grade class at Selkirk Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Florida couple gets wet and wild with a quirky car wash wedding.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
It's Kevin's news, guys.
All right, Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello.
Hello, Kevin.
Oh, Steve is
out.
Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt, Bruce. Bruce, like, how about a little bit more notice to expand out? Yeah.
Sorry. Right. Is that enough?
Yeah, that's enough.
I don't have anything ready.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're used to it.
Actually, I do have stuff ready, and I start with this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 29th annual Jane Kevin Food Drive. We need a huge day today. And I think the only way we can get people
to donate
right now online is Bruce Almighty.
Oh, yes, sir.
Telling people how they can quickly and easily donate.
You bet I can.
Yeah, let's go, Bruce. Show them how it's done.
You have to text food, F-O-O-D.
Right.
Do you need the quotations or just food?
No, just food. Yeah. I love that.
To 509-441-TPRO-999.
Wow, that was...
That's good.
Standing ovation for Brewster.
That's somebody who needs to have a round of applause.
That's right, yeah. Well done, Brewster. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you to the one, two, three. The three people who've just texted, thanks to Bruce's incredible reading of the phone number. Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, wow.
Also, those people I'm sure were, waiting for, there's four. Thank you, Tina. You're the fourth
one. Look at
that. I love it.
All those people are waiting till 7 o'clock because it gets matched.
Northern Quest Resort and Casino.
It's there. Yeah.
It's match hour, guys.
Bruce, may I ask you a question?
Oh, certainly.
May I ask you a question?
How open are you with your honey hole?
Well, you might have to describe that a little more.
He ain't telling anybody about his... Wherever he catches fish or hunts, he ain't telling anybody about that location.
Well, that's because that's what the story is about, is the fact that how many men say they will not reveal the location of what they refer to as their honey hole.
Yeah,
I think it's more of a fishing thing.
It is.
Than a hunting thing. But I know you're going hunting this weekend.
Yes, sir, I am.
And you guys go to the same place all the time?
We have been the last few years, yes.
Pretty consistent.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it, like, well-known? Would you tell people where you're going?
Heavens forbid, no.
You'd give them an idea, right?
Like, yeah, I think we go down by Cheney or something.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Yeah, you do. Like, I remember this.
That's even better if you tell them the wrong location.
We're down south.
Yeah. Like, I had some buddies.
Sometimes we go near Pullman.
That would go hunting in at Mack Mountain.
Yeah.
But that was all they'd ever say. They wouldn't give you any other locations, any other info.
No.
So that's kind of how you are?
That's right. Let them find it their own selves.
That's right. Yeah, you don't need to share.
Find them. Does it get busy in that area sometimes?
So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys know about it.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like Bruce is more likely the guy that would share the meat harvested than he would share the location.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
My father-in-law was that way with hunting, fishing, huckleberry picking, mushrooms.
All of it.
I could see that. There, look at all these mushrooms I got. Oh, where'd you get them?
They stare at you.
What do you think you need to know or whatever?
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah, you are trying to know.
Right.
It's like, golly.
That's hilarious.
He was adamant about not telling anybody.
Did you ever
anything.
Try to trick him to get him to tell you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, these are great. Man, I remember when we got these. Where was it again?
outdoors.
Yeah, all right.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was definitely outdoors.
Out in the woods.
Either that or Green Bluff. Just say Green Bluff.
Oh, Green Bluff. Yeah.
That's got him at Green Bluff.
They like the apples.
They like the apples.
Go on this site for a second.
Oh, yeah. This is Warren, somebody interviewer. We need to talk to.
Start. Yes. Yeah. No. 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 I know. This is why you have to send your husband up here. He's going hunting. Is he? Warren, interview her.
Really?
Ask her name. Ask her why she's here.
Hi, why are you here today?
Full name, please, and spell it.
No. I'm delivering the donation for U-Hi and Mount Spokane.
Yes, and how do we do? Thank you, by the way.
Well, once again, I was a little behind on the ball, so this was just a 2-day blitz that we were able to do.
Hey, it still works, and thank you for not giving up on it and still doing it.
Well, yeah, because we were a little early this year.
Yeah.
Is it year 9?
Yeah.
Is it really? Wow. That's insane.
Excellent.
And did we?
You remember the record, of course.
Did we win? Yeah, the record is 9-0, I think, now.
Hi.
Let's go. That's awesome.
So, those are the totals.
Awesome. Oh, wow. Wow. Well, there's just $1,000, guys. No big deal.
Oh, no big deal.
No big deal. Just $1,000.
This is so great because it really is.
And we'll match, obviously.
Yes.
Just the work of, was it fully your idea?
Oh, yeah. Don't kid yourself.
9 years ago?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But so, my husband was very on board.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
So that's what they do. She's at U-High.
Yep.
Her husband is at Mount Spokane.
Correct. Yep.
And they just go, you know what? Let's challenge
Let's
each
do it.
Other.
Yeah.
And. I do believe she beats him every single year.
Well, yeah, 9-0. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably the first time your husband's ever lost 9 of anything.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His first season.
How old are your kids now?
I have a senior this year.
Whoa.
And a sophomore.
How'd that happen? That's
eighth
crazy.
Grader, sixth grader, first grader.
Wow.
So we've got the gambit.
Yeah, it's busy.
They just keep going.
It's a little busy.
Oh, no, we're done.
Funny, Kevin. Funny, not funny.
Do they go? Which school do they go to?
The high school girls are at Mount Spokane.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my other three are at St. Thomas More.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's great.
All right.
That's
Very
so
good.
Great. Well, thank you again for doing this.
Absolutely.
Always good to see
it's
you. I mean, it's crazy that it's been 9 years, though. That's a lot. That went fast.
It's a great effort.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll
man.
Be on it next year.
Okay.
For the Big Ten.
The Big
Ten.
Yeah, the 10th.
The teachers a full week.
There you go. Month. Oh, no, that's awesome. Thank you so much for doing
All
that.
Right.
Good to
Have
see you.
Morning.
Thank you.
Take care.
Oh, man. Didn't I do a great job interviewing?
You did good, Warren.
Oh, yeah.
I held the mic.
What's her name?
Yeah, you're supposed to ask her name. What was her name, Warren?
Yeah, Warren.
Yeah.
Any idea what her name is?
No, because I didn't get a chance. Hi, what's your name?
Jackie.
Gosh, that was Jackie, everybody. Thank you.
God, we got him interviewing people now.
That's right. That's
Hi,
right.
What's your name?
Oh, my gosh. Why are you screaming?
That was Monty.
That was Monty, yeah.
Who is the nice lady who made the donation?
That lady right there?
Yeah, that Monty just...
Carolyn?
I didn't look at...
Carolyn.
I didn't
ask,
yeah. It was on the check.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay.
Carolyn. And then, obviously the Wagon Blast have done a wonderful job. 9 years in a row, man, doing that
it's
challenge.
Pretty great.
That
yeah,
is amazing. They've raised
fun.
A lot of money.
And, you know, she gets it done every year. She gets it done
I don't care if she has 2 days, 1 day, 1 second.
Thank you.
She's going to get it
she's
done.
Gonna
she
get,
just gets stuff done, and I love that about them.
And, I mean, she could have just said, oh, God, I'm behind and not done it.
Right.
And then we wouldn't have $1,000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, she's a fighter.
Thank you, Mrs. Wagon Blast.
That's right.
That's a little chink in the armor as far as the $12,000 go.
I know, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I guess now we only need $11,000.
Oh, look,
more glasses
washer.
Oh,
you.
This is hilarious. Thank you, Rochelle. So, yeah, stop by right now. This is your opportunity. And also, don't forget, you text food. It's super simple to 509-441-0999. Come see us.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, yeah, we're back here. It's the last day of the Jay and Kevin Food Drive. I just wanted to make a couple of quick thank yous. Updates. Yeah, updates, Monty.
Let's do an update,
yeah. Thanks to Pam for coming by again. She was, I think she's been here every day. So, Pam, thank you so much for that. Again, thanks to the Wagon Blast for... spearheading, thanks to Sarah, come on, for spearheading the U-High versus Mount Spokane a collection.
It's fun.
Always a fun way to do it. Also, another $1,000 from them, which was matched by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Also wanted to make sure that we thank BECU, Star Rental, LJ Oil, Patera, and American On-Site Services for helping us out with all the other behind-the-scenes stuff. To Chris and Courtney Montgomery, they took their kids shopping. I love that one. Yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, they took their kids shopping and said, you pick out what you think kids would want to eat.
I love that.
Oh, cool.
And then they bought that stuff, and then they donate that. And they're doing the collection at school at Chester there.
That's
I love that idea, the concept, just like the people who come up with their kids. And we may see our number one champion of all time kid donator later today.
Oh, Maverick?
Yeah.
Oh, Mav's coming today.
Yeah.
I talked to him.
You guys remember Maverick, right? You remember him?
He's good
to go. Yeah.
They don't care. They have food. No one. They did not listen to
him. They nodded their heads. They nodded their heads.
Did they?
They have no idea.
Yeah. What do you got, Steve-O?
This was from Trisha, our Eastern Washington alumni.
Go Eagles!
Touchdown, Eastern Eagles!
Wow, nice, you guys.
What?
That cannon they fire out there is
happening
awesome.
Here?
Yeah. You've never been to an Eastern game.
You guys
clearly.
Have never
yes,
been.
Yes, I've
to
been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you should go. They fire a cannon, Bruce, like old school black tar or whatever they put in them
black
things.
Black powder.
Black tar.
Black powder.
That's going to really make that thing fire
black
well.
Black tar's a little different.
Throw some of that black tar on
shoots
that cannon.
A bunch of black tar everywhere.
Also,
up with a blast of feathers.
Thanks to Double Dipper, multiple time offender, maybe triple. I don't even know for sure.
Triple Dipper.
Jeff and Michelle, and they came all the way up here. I'm gonna tell you one thing: they don't live anywhere near here, and they got up early to drive up here. That's a long way from where they live.
Yeah,
because they live in the valley. And there's no reason for them to be up here.
Nope.
So, thank you. It's quite a jaunt.
And again, that's great. Like, if you can make it here. Yeah, thank
you. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
You can make it anywhere.
Thank you, Steve.
Get up. There we go.
Stop with the getting up thing.
Monty.
We got another donator here.
We got two donators.
Oh, let's go.
Steve is going to go talk to this nice person.
Yeah. Very good.
Very nice,
Steve. Very nice. She has a name tag on. Watch. He won't be able to remember her name. This is going to be funny.
That is funny.
He did ask her name,
too. She did have a name tag.
Yeah. That's all right. It doesn't matter.
I feel like he's getting better at it, though.
He is. 525 East Francis. That's where everybody's stopping by right now because it is food drive time. It's the final day. We were okay, and then all of a sudden, late yesterday, we were not okay, which is why we all of a sudden got $12,000 behind.
Absolutely.
$12,000 behind is a lot.
Behind, because it was like last year we were $10,000 behind.
Right.
To set a record for the biggest food drive ever.
Yeah, and we did it.
And so you guys pulled through on Friday last week and made it happen. You made over $10,000 happen last year. Can we make it happen this year? And I think the only way we could make it happen is if somebody wearing a flannel shirt would tell people what they need to do to donate.
Well, he puts down his food. I will tell you,
thank you, Steve.
Denise was the last donator.
Hi, Denise.
Who swung by.
What a great name.
Yeah, she had her name tag on, too. I didn't read her name tag, though, but I heard you say, well, at least she's got a name tag. So was not paying attention to that, but I did pay attention to when she said her name.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Denise.
That's awesome. And that will be matched thanks to Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Okay. So, yeah.
You want this now?
Yeah, sure. I'll take it because that's a good match. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Warren, someone where it's just not going to be able to make it up here today.
Uh-huh.
They're very, very busy. They got to get to work. They got whatever the deal is. People just have stuff. You know what I mean? They have stuff.
Yeah.
So I need you to tell me how they would go ahead and, you know, maybe get a link to donate.
Well, they'd pick up their mobile devices and a telephone.
Oh, it's
and text food to, as Bruce says, FOOD to 509-441-0999.
Yes.
Do it.
Thank
now.
You. Thank
yeah.
you.
I did it the other day, and it's pretty doggone
it's
easy.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. It's so easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so easy.
Easy to fall in love. Oh, wow.
It's so easy to donate food.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was letting you.
It's all right.
Jeff wants to say hi. To you. He actually wants to talk
to you. He's actually waiting to talk to you. Warren's like, oh, that was a real conversation. He literally had the realization that Monty wasn't just fooling with him.
No.
He's like,
go talk to Jeff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Jeff's
I do have to say thank you to Jeff Reed. So
for, oh, man.
Again, that's a two-day event for Jeff.
Double dipper, my friend.
Thank you, Jeffrey. But you do owe him a shirt.
Oh, yeah, we'll get him one. Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, he's got the old one.
From 26 years ago. And it's got the sleeves cut off of it.
I love that.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, so it is cool.
And I'll make sure it gets to him.
Yeah, we'll get you figured out, Jeff. We got you covered. Thanks to Carol and a couple other people whose names are not attached to the text line. That's just fine. But they have text the word food to 509-441-0999.
Yes, please.
$10,000 day. We need your help. Do it right now, please.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive
from the parking lot of R&R RV
at 525 East Francis on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, real quick, Coyote Country forecast brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Looks like AMCO, AAMCO, AMCO, AAMCO. Steve's our hype guy today, man.
He really is.
He's trying to get everybody to stand up. Yeah. I love it.
Well, they're eating, so it's
fine. That's not going to happen. Yeah, that's weird. 67 for Hyder. Then what a great weekend. Oh, sunny and 75 and 72 to go hunting, Bruce.
That is not right.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Jeez, what a beautiful weekend.
Kevin, we do that thing where it goes 75, 72, 74, 72. And then into the 50s.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the other shoe drops. And that's the that's why we're glad we're not out here next week. So stop by. We are at 525 East Francis. You can do your on-site donation. Still taking, of course, non-perishable food items. That stuff helps fill the shelves immediately at Second Harvest. Second Harvest, of course, if you don't know, takes care of all of the outlets, the food banks, basically, in the 21 Eastern Washington counties. And the 5 North Idaho counties, over 280, you know, I guess, not all of them, kind of pantries, I guess is the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, I always
called
them emergency outlets because along the way they said that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that sounds so drastic. It's an emergency outlet. It's just an outlet. You know, it's a food pantry, whatever you want to call
exactly.
it. In the outlying areas.
So wherever you are, so are they. Yeah. And so soon will be the food that we are collecting and the donations, which, by the way, are still being matched for another half an hour, thanks to Northern Quest Resort and Casino.
And
then at 8 o'clock, BECU does the match, so.
That's right.
You donate a dollar, they donate a dollar, we just did $2. You donate a million, they donate less than that because they're not matching a million, they want to stay in business. And then we do well.
Yeah. We still do well.
Is Northern Quest coming by today to chat?
They are around 9 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very, very nice. It'll be around 9 o'clock, so we'll have a conversation with them. I feel like we forget to thank anybody else who was along in that little rush we had there? I feel like, everybody?
I think time of day where you get the rush, you know, like right after the top of the hour.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then it chills for a little bit, and then there's a big rush before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. No one will be here for 15 minutes, and then 12 people will show up at once.
Hold on, Monty.
Yeah, go for it, Monty.
Text food to 509-441-0999.
Mm. That is correct.
Alex did that. He got a link back and donated $500, which is now matched by Northern Quest Resort and Casino.
Alex, wow. yes. Wow. Alex, give us the name of your business. I think Alex has a landscaping business over in the Coeur d'Alene area.
We'll give you the business, Alex.
He just seems like such a nice kid. And so if he wants to give himself a little shout-out, be happy to do it.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Much deserved.
Yeah, we'll shout out all the businesses. We don't care. We literally don't care that we don't care.
Right. I mean, that we will shout you out if you donate.
Yeah. We care for lawn care.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Wow. Not bad, right?
No, that's a pretty good slogan, actually.
Feel free to use that, Alex.
Steve, you're so generous with your knowledge and creativity and stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
Mainly the stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So anyway, 509-441-0999, that's the place to go. Warren, good job of spilling on your shirt. Looks good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, there's a big spot
there. Grab that right there.
I'll grab that.
Yeah.
Put this back together.
This is the ultimate in distraction for Warren.
It is.
There's food, there's coffee.
Food and coffee.
The outdoors.
Yeah, and the outdoors and people
and engines running and the sun.
What do you say, Bruce, on a scale of 1 to 10, and there's no wrong answer?
No, good.
These are your favorite questions,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like people?
People? God, that's a tough question.
I know. It's kind of unfair because you almost feel bad giving a number.
Yeah,
you know?
And if you want to put it in categories, I think that's okay, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like a small group of people.
Well, or your friends don't count. We know you're a 10 on your friends.
Yeah.
We know you're a 10 on your coffee guys.
Yes.
You love those guys, otherwise you wouldn't do it.
There's a couple I might have to.
Okay. I was just trying to be nice, but I understand what you're saying.
I'd say something about Bob, but he picked me up for coffee. So.
Just people in general.
Yeah.
Even people go, oh, because some people are people lovers. Warren, I don't know if he's a people lover or I feel like he is.
Yeah, I guess so. I like to talk to people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. He doesn't necessarily love people. He just loves to talk to people.
Yeah, you know who Warren would hate? A person without ears.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Yeah. Van Gogh?
Yeah, it's also true. Van Gogh, yeah.
Van Gogh, yeah.
Evander Holyfield? I don't know. Yeah. Anybody else without an ear, Kev?
Those are like the only ones I can think of.
Yeah, legendary. Yeah. What's your number, Bruce, between 1 and 10?
7.
So, wow, that's pretty high.
That's pretty high, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all, Bruce.
I don't mind the mingling.
Yeah, no, and he's very social once you get to know Bruce. He's just not going to be the guy that initiates it and carries the conversation, yeah.
Do you like this person? You think?
Yes. What's her name? Steve, what's her name?
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
I can't even see her face, so I wouldn't be able to help.
Stacey,
I like her because she's giving money.
Yeah, that's great. Yes. Yeah, I do like that.
She's got a great smile.
Northern Quest likes that, too, because they're matching the donation. Yes. I can guarantee you that. Monty, what's your number between 1 and 10 on liking people? 7. Okay, 7's good.
You like somebody?
Thank you.
Most people are good. Most mamas.
Kevin, what's your number? It's kind of a hard question.
Yeah, but I'm pretty tall. I mean, I'm pretty tolerant. I'd say like an 8.3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
8.3, wow.
That's pretty high.
If it's weekday or weekend?
Weekday or weekend? Why? What's the difference? Hold on a second. What's it?
Weekday or weekend. I mean, if I'm at home,
you love people. Or you hate people.
No, I'm just stay away. This is my oasis.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, let's go visit Monty this afternoon. Yeah,
I like that. Let's do that.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Show up unannounced. Yeah.
You know where you live.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you won't.
I will put you to work.
All right, Steve, who do we have to thank, buddy?
We have to thank Katie, who was going to buy some pastries for some people, but decided to give us the money instead.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, Katie.
And she also was donating for herself and then for her mother as well, I think she said.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Aw.
That's great.
She was very nice.
Katie, that's very nice.
She was very nice.
Yeah. And thank you for showing up between 7 and 8 so Northern Quest can match that. That's awesome.
Matchy, matchy.
Look at Bruce. What the hell?
What's going on here, big
Whoa.
That's a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What's the deal there, big dog?
Oh, that's from the Elk VFW.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
That's pretty nice, bud. Thank you.
Awesome. Very awesome,
Bruce. I'm sure you spearheaded that little collection.
I did. They don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
How about some of the other VFWs?
Yeah, it's a great challenge, Warren.
Donating a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. It's a very nice challenge.
Very nice.
Bruce, thank you for that. Yeah.
Are you the treasurer? Awesome.
Yeah, kind of.
He puts in probably the most work. I think he does whatever he wants. Yeah. That is fantastic, buddy. Way to go.
Yeah.
That's a great challenge. Any VFWs or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come do it, or at least do it online if you can't make it here. We love to see people, but we also understand life. You know, there's stuff.
How about everybody that has an RV?
Oh, because it's our RV.
Yeah.
Anybody who loves camping.
Yeah.
Because some people have tents, you know.
That still works, doesn't it?
Absolutely does, yeah. Not as well in a windstorm, but...
That's pretty intense.
Hey. I was in a tornado in a tent once.
Really?
Yeah, as a very young camper.
You come from that land.
Yeah, I was dumb. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, yeah. Well, they didn't really know. And then all of a sudden, it was like a tornado siren went off, and I was like, well, I don't know, where are we supposed to go?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
And we decided to go nowhere. All so dumb. Yeah. Tree limbs everywhere, falling all over on people's campers and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it, guys.
Just no,
that does not sound Everybody smart.
Everybody say hi, Ron. One, two, three. Hi,
Ron! He's gone fishing. Look at the size of that
Holy
thing he's smokes, pulling there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So R&R RV, that's the place to be. Stop and see us. If you can't make it up here and you're thinking, I still would like to do something, which we'd really appreciate because we're in the final day and, you know, we need a $10,000 day. I don't want to just throw that out there lightly like it's not a big deal. But
it is a big deal.
Yeah, but it's huge.
But we know you can do it.
We
can't do it without your help.
That's
clearly.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. So 509-441-0999, just text the word food. Thank you, Steve, for the fingers. He's been doing the finger pointing every time someone does the number.
I know.
Do it, Warren. Watch his fingers and do the number at the same time.
You mean like text food to 509-441-0999. I like it a lot.
Kept the finger
guns
going.
He's got a little machine gun going there.
Great.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Text food right now.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Guys, when the guy stops talking, we're on
here.
I just let you know. Hey, thanks to the 8 people who have donated or got asked for the link since 7:30, that's 8 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need a lot more of those.
Let's go.
The hype guys over there telling people to stand.
Let's go.
Bruce is never coming back again. If you make him stand up one more time.
You don't have to stand. I'm going to do it, but you don't have to stand.
So that's one every 2 minutes on average. That would be pretty good if we could do that.
Yeah, we could just keep that cranking all morning.
All day, baby.
Would be Brian. Set.
Nice.
By the way, Kevin, you asked for Alex's business.
Yeah, what's the name of Alex's business?
I think that's who Alex
is. I think it's Vetter Landscaping.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
His mom and dad bought that brand new.
So, Vetter Landscaping, that's Alex's big donation.
Thank you. Landscaping.
Brian's here, and so is another guy with an old car. Is it an old car guy? Is it old car guys?
Husband-wife team here.
He's one of our crew.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very good.
He's one of your what?
Coffee crew.
It's the coffee guys.
Oh.
I also wanted to thank R&R RV for not only being incredible hosts and doing all that they do, but also, they even provided biscuits and gravy today
for
the crew and bacon and all the rest and eggs and all that stuff. Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah, thank you to them for obviously going the extra mile to making sure that we were taken care of this morning. Yeah. Hey, man, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for doing that. Nice to meet you. Brian, appreciate you. Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Northern Quest Resort Casino. Hi, Gina. How are you? Good. Thank you so much. I love your vehicles. Which one's nicer? That she jumped in on that in 2 seconds. You had that car 50 years?
No way.
Wait, how is that possible? Aren't you like 35 years old? Tomorrow you're 35. God, I love this woman already.
That is cool. So that was her first car ever, and she's kept it. What is it? I can't see it very good. Is it a
57 Chevy?
57
that's
Chevy.
A classic, baby. It says it on their license plate, 57 Dream.
Oh, yeah. I see that now, Jack.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hey, you guys, there's something else about Brian.
Yeah?
He worked with our buddy Max.
Oh, really?
Oh, he knows Max real well.
Wow. Well, how about that?
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a beauty.
Gonzaga University.
Oh, yeah. What's the other car, Warren?
What year? 72? 72 Chevelle. His mom and dad bought that new. I worked at the Napa Auto Parts
NAPA.
In Deer Park.
Yeah.
I remember when they bought it, and his dad came in to buy some stuff for it. Brand new.
Wow. That's cool.
Still got the original.
So wait, those are both cars that have been with you since you bought them?
That's where I took my dryer's test in.
No way.
Yeah.
Man, that's so cool. Old cars are always cool, but when you have that story that goes with them.
Absolutely,
That's awesome.
What's neat about the Chevelle is that it's a bench seat car with a 4-speed manual transmission.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's
cool. So you're sitting on a bench in the front and someone's got a shift between your legs?
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe.
Sort of,
I remember cars like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. Thank you guys for doing this. Appreciate you guys coming up and sharing.
So cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I got to look at the car.
Plus, it's always go for it, Monty. It's also It's also kind of fun to just have the nice cars come up. Yes, Monty.
09-441-0999. Text food.
Thank you, Monty.
Good now work, Monty.
Now he's going to go look at the cars.
Yeah.
Well, those are spectacular.
They are beautiful. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, that's cool.
I wonder how often they take them out. I always wonder that.
They both look like they're in fairly good.
Oh, yeah, they're in good shape.
Driving yeah. condition
what
as well.
What about the cars, though? I was talking about the
people. Yeah. They both look like
they're
in good
shape. What about the people look like they're in good driving shape, Bruce?
Yes, they are.
Bruce, how often do you think they take these cars out?
Oh, I'd,
they're quite fair, a bit.
I'd say fairly often.
It looks okay. like they, I mean, they're, I mean, I don't know. I don't have an eye for that stuff. They look perfect to me.
Yes.
So I can't really, you know, I don't really know. But, I mean, as close to perfect as you're going to get, maybe once in a while you'll see a little ding or something, you know,
yeah.
from a car that actually is on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like sitting in a showroom, but no, these are actually driving around.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a nice
effort. Bruce, if you had to take one of those, which one would you take?
Oh, man.
The 57 Chevy or the
72 Chevelle.
Chevelle.
I'd go with the 57. My brother had a 57.
I think I'd be in Bruce's camp on that one. 57 is beautiful.
I'd go for the Chevelle.
They're just such a classic.
Yeah,
yes, they are.
Yeah. Which one's faster?
Ooh.
Chevelle. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
That's why I'd take that. Which one are you taking, Steve?
I mean, I'm happy with my Toyota.
509-441
classic
0999. Text the word food. And while you're at it, maybe a couple other fun words for Steve on which car to take. We're almost up with the match hour for 7 o'clock. Thanks to Aaron and thanks to Marlene being the latest people who have texted food to 509-441-0999. Well done. Just got to make sure that we get those donations in as quick as we can. Obviously, $10,000 one day is a lot to do.
It is.
We can make it happen, but we're going to need your help. So text food right now. If you can't make it here to R&R RV, text food to 509-441-0999.